Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? It's Randy's Kansas City and it's on your radio. If it's going on in town, he'll tell you where to go. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know? From Westport to downtown, the crossroads to midtown, whatever's going on, you know he knows. From the plaza to north town, he's gonna take you all around. It's Randy's Kansas City, don't you know?
Hey, we got it in Kansas City. Welcome in and a brand new show. And we're talking about building your house, of course, building your home and step-by-step instructions with that, taking you all the way through the process. And we got the people that know how to do it. We talked about it last week. And Jim Reif, developer Jim Reif, is back with us in his brand new development, Woodland Trails, out in Greenwood. It's in the Lee Summit School District with fantastic schools. They got miles and miles of trails. Just everything you need. There are lakes are right across the street from James A. Reed. I mean, is there anything else we need to know about Woodland Trails, Jim? I mean, it just seems like the perfect place if you want to get out and stay somewhere that, you know, you can breathe a little bit, right?
It is refreshing to get out and have a little open space around you and have that relaxed rural feel, but yet just be right there at the edge of town.
I mean, that's the thing that I think a lot of people like these days, especially, okay, now you got, you know, the Royals are playing now and you got everything going on outdoors and you say, why do we have to travel so far to do that? You know, it used to be that people would get in their cars, they'd drive to the country for a day and then drive back home. Well, at Woodland Trails, you can pretty much do all that, you know, right outside your house. And that's the cool thing.
It's all right there. And James A. Reed's got a lot of dog walking trails and, as you said, 26 ponds.
Yeah. I mean, they've got, you can ride horses in James A. Reed. You can fish in James A. Reed. And it's right across the street from Woodland Trails, which is so cool. You guys can check it out, by the way, if you want to go to the website at woodland-trails.com, woodland-trails.com. And you can see the, there's great drone footage of this place and you can see exactly what's going on. But last week we talked about things to look for when you're looking for a home site, right? And things to look for when you're ready to build a home, whether you've built a home before and whether you've said, I'll never build a home again, you know, or just something that maybe you might have missed in the first part in the process. But you guys have some specific builders out there. And of course, you've built all kinds of homes. I mean, you know, from Loch Lloyd to Hallbrook. Have you been in any celebrity homes that we should know about? Any celebrities living in your homes?
I built Johnny Damon's house.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Johnny Damon. Wow, there's a blast in the past. Oh, we loved him when he was here, though, didn't we?
He was good.
Yeah, he was really good. Then he went to Boston, and then now I don't, you know. You haven't built his other homes, right?
No.
He didn't say, follow me around the country, Jim.
No, just here in town.
And what kind of, tell me about Johnny Damon's house. I want to find out about that.
It was in the Deer Creek Golf Course.
Okay, right.
It was a smaller home. He was just getting started. I think it was two bedrooms on the main level, two bedrooms up. Nice home.
What is a reverse 1.5? I hear that all the time, and I don't know what that means.
Well, our terminology is a 1.5 story is the master's on the main level,
okay,
and the other bedrooms are upstairs. And a reverse would be the reverse of that, where the master's on the main level, but you put all the additional bedrooms in the lower level.
And does that include like a mother-in-law suite, or when you talk about that kind of a room?
Not necessarily, but it could, because typically if you finish the lower level, you'll have a finished basement and often a mini kitchen, so that works well if you do have a mother-in-law suite, yeah, type of a thing.
Or if you need to stay, if your wife puts you somewhere that, we won't get into that. But anyway, the other thing about Woodland Trails is the fact that you guys have ranches there. What is the current, you know, I've got a vision of like the old ranch style house, but what is the modern ranch? What does that look like?
It looks like a reverse.
Oh, really? Oh, so that is what it is, huh?
Well, it kind of looks like that. You just have more bedrooms on the main level.
So a lot of people coming to you to find out about the ranches because they're hard to find anymore.
There's kind of a resurgence, particularly, I think, with the empty nesters. But typically a ranch will have main bedroom, a guest bedroom, and then a flex space that's like an office bedroom. So it's usually three bedrooms. You don't usually see four bedrooms, although we can customize and build whatever you want.
Well, and that's the cool thing. Let's talk about that a little bit, because at Woodland Trails, not only have you selected a group of builders that you want doing the work, but you've also said if you've got your own builder, bring them in. Right, I mean, they've got to meet the standards of the community and the development. But I mean, you bring in your own builder if you want to.
We feel very strongly about providing choice to the customer. Let them pick their own plan, their own builder, and the site, and put it all together. And when you give people choices, it makes a difference. They get something they like better, and everyone's happier. But we have a top-notch group of builders, like you say, Randy. They have a very wide variety of plans.
And we're going to have a couple of your builders on in just a few minutes. But, you know, before we tell people how to find their builder, how did you find your builders? I mean, what did you look for in the builders that you selected, this group of, I think, what, six builders there at Woodland Trails? What did you look for in a builder?
Well, most of these guys I've worked with for years. So I have, you know, when you're in the business, you know what people do.
Right.
And so you've got a history with them, and nothing beats that. But Well, you want people with good reputations. You want people that have pride in their work.
Right.
I think if a person wants to do a good job, that's probably the most important factor beyond all others.
Right.
But these guys take care of their customers. You don't want someone that doesn't take care of their customer.
Yeah, right.
You know, because we're going to hear about it.
Exactly.
And so, you know, nobody's right. going to be happy. Yeah. Everybody's going to hear
Everybody,
about it.
Everybody, yeah.
So you kind of got to weed those guys out.
Well, and the good news about having you as a developer is you're also somebody that has a lot of pride in your work. You want to make sure that everybody's happy, and you want to make sure that if there is a problem, that it gets fixed, right?
Right, and being a builder all these years and everything, you kind of know what's going on pretty darn fast.
Yeah, right.
You know, you look at a problem, you know, is it a problem? Is it really not a problem?
Right.
What to do about the problem? I mean, you can smell it a mile off.
Right. You almost know the answer before they ask the question, right?
Just about.
Yeah. And so, well kind of walk me through that then. So somebody's building a house at Woodland Trails, and maybe they're not getting the right answers from their builders, or maybe they're looking for a little more detail or whatever. And then does it go to you, or how does that work in terms of having the decision made?
Well, I think initially they would speak with the realtors, and we have three very experienced realtors.
Yeah, and we're going to have them on next week on the program.
Yeah, this isn't new for them either. We really have a lot of experience all the way through the whole staff.
Yeah.
If they can't handle it, which really doesn't happen very often, because like I say, we've got a good set of builders, and the realtors all know what's going on, so... Well, it just doesn't hardly come to me because it just doesn't get that far.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's really the pretty cool thing about having, it's almost like one-stop shopping at Woodland Trails, right? I mean, the people that have been through, you know, the nightmares of home building before where you've had to, okay, you get the plans from this guy, you get the labor from this guy, you get the developer, you get a different real, but you've got your own group out there. And I don't know, is that pretty common to have all of that together in one place?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
You know, you're going to have the same thing, but you might not have this level of experience.
Yeah, and people that have worked together cohesively before, right?
Right.
And have done all of this to where, like you said, you know where the problem is going to come up even before it happens. So that's pretty good.
A lot of these guys came out from Woodland Shores, you know, where the team there, and then we transitioned out to this project. So we've all worked together.
And by the way, okay, you mentioned Woodland Shores. That's the development that you created in Lee Summit, which is unbelievably beautiful. It's just a great place. You guys should check that out too. That's woodlandshores.com. And just some phenomenal work over there. And like you said, everything is custom. You know, you're not going to find anything, I wouldn't think, in a Jim Rife development that maybe you've even seen before.
Well, We just don't believe in cookie cutter subdivisions right. where you drive in and you're not sure which. Which is your house?
Did I park there? Do I go down? Yeah, really. Well, and you've got a little space from your neighbors in there, too, which is, that's got to be a nice thing, you know, to have that kind of separation to where, hey, your neighbor's there if you need them. If not, I'm going to go fishing for a while, right?
There you go. Also, we incorporate some architectural techniques to make the area feel roomier. We actually require low contrast medium to darker earth tone colors. And it's quite amazing the difference that makes. Just like when you're wearing clothes, if you're wearing a plaid shirt or something, you stand out. We don't want every house standing out and just kind of competing with each other. So if you wear darker clothes, you look a little smaller and you tend to blend. And the same thing happens in the subdivision. So the whole place has a more pleasing palette than all these things in your face competing with each other.
So when you're done, you look. You said, "Does my deck look too big? Is this too big? No. All right. Hey, we're gonna find out about these builders. I'm gonna get these builders in here, and we're gonna find out who does the work and gets it done next on Randy Miller's Kansas City."